This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1055, Examiner Secrets for Two Graphs on IELTS Task 1.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
More and more IELTS Academic Task 1 essays require you to write about a static graph as well as one that shows change over time. With today's episode, we share the strategies you need so you'll be ready for this question.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Hi, great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Any plans for the weekend?
Yes, we will be road tripping this weekend, headed up to a lake on the border of Idaho and Utah. So I'm excited to get out of town, go somewhere fun and cool. What about you?
Yay! We are going out of town too this weekend. Nice. James and I are going to see my mom and dad in Southern California.
We're trading places. We're coming down here and I'm going up there.
We totally are. What's hilarious? I think it's actually going to be cooler in LA where we're going than it is here. It's going to be like 108, 110 this whole weekend here in Portland,
wow,
which is crazy.
Awesome. Yeah. And if you can get on the beach, on the coast, it's always so much cooler right on the coast. So
that's true. Sure. It is cooler on the coast. That's true. Anyway, so that'll be awesome. We're both traveling. Yes. We are talking about some very specific writing questions today. We've had a few similar questions from students regarding IELTS Task 1 academic lately. What's going on with these students, Aubrey?
Yeah, so our students are finding that their IELTS Task 1 academic prompt has two different charts or graphs, and one of them will be a change over time type graph where it's showing many dates and how the information changed over that period of time. But the other graph will be static. It'll have information, a sort of a snapshot of one point in time, maybe a pie chart or a bar graph, but it's not change over time. And it's throwing them off a little bit because in their mind, it's sort of like I either use change over time vocabulary or static vocabulary. And they're having a hard time adjusting. We've gotten a couple of emails, comments about this. So we want to share with you guys, first of all, so you're expecting that that can happen and let you know strategies of what to do if your test question has that.
Yeah, guys, if you are a three key student, remember that our strategies work for every single question, okay? So guys, we are going to give you a little peek inside the three key system today and show you how these strategies would work even if you get two pictures, three pictures, four pictures. Because guys, if you have been practicing for IELTS and you have some of those Cambridge practice test books, I know you know what I'm talking about. There are questions in there with like four different pie charts, for example, about, I think it's energy usage in different countries, fuel production in different countries. So guys, our strategies work no matter what you see on that academic task one. And I want to be clear, we are talking about academic task one today because general training task one is a totally different animal.
Exactly. You're going to write a letter if you're doing general training, but if you are taking the academic exam or think you might someday, this will be very key for you because task one academic is arguably the hardest part of the IELTS exam because it's so different from what we do for any other kind of writing.
It's so odd. It's so odd. If you guys are maybe new to IELTS Energy, maybe you haven't heard me talk about my beginning experience teaching IELTS, but before I was an examiner, I was an IELTS teacher. That's how most people get into being an IELTS examiner, right? Like you that start off teaching and then you start specializing and you're like, hey, I should be an examiner for this as well. Anyway, when I first started teaching, before I had been trained as an examiner, I did not understand task one. Like nobody does. If you're just thrown into this, even as a native speaker, you're like, how do you write an essay about these numbers? What is the point? What does the examiner want? So guys, you really need insider knowledge to know how to write about this in a way that gives you a 7 or higher. So let's talk about this, guys. In order to get a 7 or higher for task, in academic task one, you have to only talk about the most important numbers, in this case, on both graphs, and you need a clear overall trend, again, that addresses both graphs. And that's where a lot of students mess up because it's not obvious, right? So if you have, let's say, a change over time line graph, and then you have a table underneath it, then your overall trend has to encompass both of those pictures. So how do we do that, Aubrey? Hello, awesome IELTS students. Today's episode is a wonderful peek into the strategies you need to be ready for your IELTS exam. Guys, if you want to feel 100% ready, you can get into our 3 Keys IELTS course, which is 100% guaranteed to increase your score. Guys, check it out now, allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
That really is the trick, right? Because you can do two separate sentences. Don't forget, your overall trend doesn't have to be one sentence. So if it feels really uncomfortable and strange for you to write one sentence about both charts, you can definitely divide that and have your first sentence say, you know, overall, the amount of boys and girls who studied media. I'm looking at Sophia's question here. I'll have to read this in a minute. Yeah. Increased on the chart shown. While, and then you would talk about the second graph or make it a new sentence, right? And then you can say, so that's the change over time one, because you're talking about what increased. And then you'd also want to share what decreased. And then you're going to talk about the static chart separately, right? And you'll just say the highest and lowest because it's just static information. There is no increase and decrease.
Yeah. And in order not to like waste too many words, because we want most of the words for the body, I'm gonna challenge what you said there, Aubrey, a little bit. I think in this case, if we have to describe so much, right? There's two different pictures. I would say only talk about what increased in for the change over time overall trend. And then for the bar chart, I would only talk about the highest. Because or else if we talk about too much, then the overall trend is going to be like a whole other paragraph. And that's going to waste time and waste words. So let's keep it to just the highest and the increased. So let's be more specific so our audience can get a clearer picture of what we're talking about here. So Sophia asked this question. She said, task one writing was weird. A mix of COT and static. There were two graphs. So the first graph, the COT change over time, was how did these numbers change from 1995 to 2010? And then there was a table comparing boys and girls and the subjects they studied, media, chemistry, math, biology. So she didn't give us a lot of details, but that's what we're assuming would be contained in the two different pictures. So I would say overall, right? How did these numbers change? What increased from 1995 to 2010? And then I would say overall, right? On the table, I would say what was the highest? Maybe the most boys studied chemistry or whatever. Okay. So that's for task. Now, what's important to remember for cohesion, coherence? So how do we organize this, right? Cohesion, coherence is all about organization. Guys, keep it simple. You're going to write about change over time in paragraph 2, and you're going to write about the static graph in paragraph 3. That's it. So we look at these two pictures. One picture's in paragraph 2, the other picture's in paragraph 3. And then, of course, remember, you have to use a lot of linking words. So for change over time, it'll be about time, subsequently, after this, before that. And then in the static graph, it's like in addition, in contrast, right? Those are the linking words we need. Now, Aubrey, what do we need to think about as far as vocabulary?
Well, you definitely need that high-level specific vocabulary, and you don't want to repeat too much that's exactly on the graphs, on the topic, right? So you need parallel expressions. This is where you need to be reading a lot, listening to podcasts, getting specific vocabulary for all these different topics so that you can get that 7 or higher for your vocabulary score, no matter what the topic is.
Yeah, totally. Like, you don't want to just say boys, boys, boys. You can say males, right? You could say the opposite gender or whatever. You don't want to say, you don't want to repeat the verb studied. You could say learned or took a class or undertook the course. There are so many ways you can paraphrase these words from the question and the graphs. I think the most important thing to remember here, guys, is that there is different vocabulary for each of these types of graphs. So for change over time, there's a totally different set of vocab, right? Parallel expressions for increase and decrease, go up, go down. We need high level phrases for that. And we have taught you high level phrases for that on this very podcast. And then for static, guys, you cannot mix up this vocabulary. For static, you need parallel expressions for big and small, right? The most massive, the paltriest, right? For example. So the most important thing here to remember, guys, is you can't mix up that vocabulary. You need to be clear in your mind about what vocabulary you need for change over time and for static, because you'll need both sets for this type of question.
Yeah, really good point. And I think this is where, you know, if you're studying for academic task one, especially, it's just so difficult to do it on your own. If you don't have inside information, we have a lot of information on the podcast, but you can get all the strategies you need in the 3 Keys program, guys. So sign up if you haven't, allearsenglish.com/keys. You get all that vocabulary, all those linking words that Jessica's talking about. We've given you a little sneak peek here, but if you feel that need for strategies, that need for more organization and a study plan, get into 3 Keys, right? It's created by a former examiner. It's what you need.
Yeah, guys. So check it out, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. We have any type of course that you need, guys. Computer, paper IELTS, academic, general, it's all there, the specific IELTS skills that you need, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, awesome. Well, I guess next week, Aubrey and I will be back on the mic talking about our travels.
Yes. All right, I'll see you then.
All right, sounds good. Have a good trip, Aubrey.
You too. Have fun.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.